Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gallen. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Trying to start the season off strong, and it ties right in with your whole resolutions thing you're going to talk about this morning.
Exactly. Well, in terms of setting New Year's resolutions, there's a lot of theories behind that, whether or not you should set resolutions, what type of resolutions you might set, what can you do to be successful in accomplishing all of that. And one of the things that I wanted to touch base on today is if you one of your resolutions for the new year is trying to get all of your household paperwork together, I've got some tips on some of the things that you want to make sure you have, as well as how you might organize those. When we're looking at household paperwork, lots of times we think about getting all of our bill receipts together or our tax receipts together, and we definitely need to do that. And so what I suggest is folks get a file box and you set it aside for exactly that, to keep your household paperwork regarded to paying your bills all in one spot. Makes it easier for you to sit down every week and pay your bills, and then you know where to find information when tax time comes around, which we're coming up on, oh my goodness, very quickly it seems like. So have a folder in that file box for each day of the month, and then also in that file box have a space where you can file your tax returns for the year. And you want to make sure you keep those anywhere from 5 to 7 years. I always tell folks, check with your tax accountant to see what is best for your personal situation and how far back you need to keep that. If it is something that is well beyond the deadline, and I'll use me as an example, we moved 4 years ago and I was going through things and doing packing, and I realized that I had our tax returns clear back to when we had gotten married, my husband and I, and we've been married for a very long time now. And so there was no need for us to keep that paperwork. And when we have too much paperwork in our household, it can get to be very overwhelming. So talk with your person who helps you with your taxes and see how long you need to keep that information. And then once that deadline has passed, make sure you shred that information so that nobody has access to your personal information for identity theft purposes. The other thing that I want to encourage folks to do, if you've got that resolution of getting that paperwork in order, is keep in mind there are some important paperwork that we don't normally think about. And the one thing that I like to talk about is our advanced health care planning that we need to have done. And this is not something that we need to look at when we're older in life. This is information that we need to have in place when we turn 18. So anybody above the age of 18 or starting at 18 and moving forward, advanced health care planning helps us make decisions in the event that we're not able to make decisions for ourselves related to what health care that we want to have happen. Yes, we think about that as we're aging, but I want people to think in terms of this. I might be in my 20s and be in a car accident be in a situation where I cannot make a decision on what treatment I want to have and not have. And it's important to have somebody in your family or a close family friend, anybody that you designate that you know is going to be able to make the decisions that you want to see made. We have on our website a section for advanced healthcare planning, walks you through what the common questions and answers are, but you want to make sure that you have an advanced directive for healthcare as well as an advanced directive for financial situations if you need somebody to step in and help you out with that. So wanting to make sure that those documents are completed, and when those documents are completed that you also have those filed in that same place that you have your ongoing paperwork. So what we look at on this is advanced healthcare directive for your medical power of attorney and your financial power of attorney. super important to have. And keep in mind, sometimes there's a fear associated with that. These are decisions that are made only when you are not able to make them. If we're perfectly able to make decisions on our own, these documents don't affect what happens or doesn't happen. Only affects when you cannot make those decisions for yourself. There are forms that are fillable that are available on our website as well. That website is meredithine.kstate.edu. Or you can give our office a call at 913-294-4306. And the important thing is, whoever you designate, you need to make sure they have a copy of the documents in their possession, and that you have explained to your family where those documents are located in your home. The same with estate planning. If it's a goal for you to get your estate planning done in 2025, lots of times that's something that we put off because it can be very overwhelming. Well, that again is information that we have available online, the things that you need to think about, what some estate planning terminology is, what documents and information you need to get together before meeting with an attorney, when you need to have a will, what are some other things that you need to have in place on your bank accounts, for example, or your titled property like a car. So all of that information is available as well. And again, whoever you designate to help with those things, like your executor for your will, make sure they have a copy of that paperwork, and then also put that paperwork in that file where you have all of your other important financial paperwork. So just keeping it all in one place and making the commitment to getting those documents in place that maybe you haven't done so far, or if you have them in place, make sure you have that information updated on a regular basis to be able to help when they are needed. So again, meredithine.kstate.edu. We have information there on advanced health care directives or advanced health care planning, as well as estate planning. Or give us a call and we can drop the documents to you in the mail or send them to you via email. And that phone number is 913-294-4306.
Once again, very important, very necessary information coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.